Hey there, friends, and welcome to another episode of the Creative Shop Talk podcast. So if you've been building a little bit of momentum, maybe doing things right, feeling maybe good about how the summer has been going, I've had so many positive retailer reports, but we want to keep the momentum going. And I've been asked so much by retailers on what we should be focusing on now as Q4 is coming and what we should be checking in on, what we should be sort of reassessing. And so I thought I would share today some great statistics in the podcast today. Also some interesting statistics I think that many of you are going to be happy to hear about. And I really want you to think about, more than ever now, we have to position our businesses to thrive, not just survive, right? You've been hearing that all along, but really positioning yourself on a solid foundation. And I'm going to be sharing four foundational things that I think will help you. Here we go. Running a creative retail business really shouldn't be so hard. I'm Wendy Batten, and this is the Creative Shop Talk podcast. So before we jump into the podcast today, I wanted to share a review with you. We are so grateful when we receive reviews on Apple Podcasts or the podcast that you're listening to, wherever you're listening to this. It helps us immensely. It helps other retailers find us and show that we're relevant and helpful. And it just makes my day. I read every single review that comes through personally. I'm always so excited to see them. So today I wanted to read a podcast that came in from Design by Dottie. And Dottie says, I've recently decided to open a brick and mortar store to offer personalized decor and workshops. This podcast has been helpful in showing me some of the things I didn't know that needed my attention and helped me focus on the things I need to plan for. The messages are not too long and are packed with powerful content. I'm looking forward to taking this journey with you. Thank you, Wendy. Well, thank you, Dottie. I'm so grateful for that. And Dottie can be found at Dottie Designs by Dottie. So grateful for those reviews and so appreciative of that. I'm here today to talk to you about what we need to do to move forward through this crazy time and be the strong ones on the other side of this. I like to help creatives with blending the creative side and the business side to make it work for them so they can thrive through, especially this crazy time, right, guys? So what should we be focusing on right now? Guess what? I'm not going to use the word pivot because I've been using that word a lot. And I know a lot of you are sick of hearing the word pivot. I don't think a lot of you have had to pivot with workshops, and I know there's still changes and I know things are still kind of crazy for so many of you, but there are some things that we can be focusing on that are going well. So I did want to share some statistics that I was excited to see when I was going through some research and through some of my retail buddies, I guess. We've been talking about, you know, we're all busy. A lot of our industry is doing really well. A really cool statistic that I read today, 76% of consumers are now trying new brands. Do you know what that means for you? They're getting out of their box. So it's really, really good news for us because it means they're thinking of trying new things and doing different things. So I'm really excited. That's a really big thing for us. We are seeing that. I am seeing that inside my coaching groups, inside my mastermind groups, inside my coaching with my coaching clients. I am seeing retailers say, I don't know where people are coming from, but they're coming in. People are shopping local. They're appreciating smaller brands. They are seeing the value in a good customer experience, which is something we teach, a lot. And we talk a lot about. The other statistic I wanted to share is whopping. This is a whopping number to me. So this comes from gathering information from my retailers, the ones that I have intimate numbers with. So not all of my retailers, not all my inner circle people, not all of that. I don't have everybody's numbers. The ones that I work with, the ones that I have their numbers, we are looking at like a whopping 94% of retailers reported that they are over, this is creative shop owners, that they are over or at where they want it to be for their original 2020 projections. So they're blowing things away. In my inner circle last week, we had a host asking just, you know, how you doing? How's July going? And everybody just one after the other. I know that's not true for everybody. I understand that that's not for everybody, but the positive thing is the majority of creative shop owners are doing really well through this, you know, the ones that are able to are doing really well through this pandemic. So it's really, really great. And we really want to keep this momentum going of, you know, getting people's attention for, you know, new brands and getting new customers into our shops and on our online presence as well. We also, we want to keep that momentum going. And I know it's been a lot of work going through. So some of the things that we need to do and to harness like what's working right now, right? We need to get stronger in what's working. So again, we don't necessarily have to pivot. We just have to like say, okay, here's what we're doing. We really need now more than ever to be super strong on the foundational things, like the things that are super important. So yes, having a beautiful store is we all know is important. And yes, having good customer service and experience is super important. But we all know there's things back there in the back room, the things that I work with retailers on a lot that are a little bit shaky. That's why kind of like they're shaky. And now is a really good time to start focusing on the shaky things, because that's going to make you and position you to be super strong on the other side of this. Like we're still riding this out, right? It's not over. It's still moving and shape and evolving. But if you are doing well now, we want you to keep going. We want you to be super strong. So I know that first thing we were like, I do not have time to like add anything to my plate. But I think if we think about how we position ourselves right now, if we get stronger on the back end, and I'm going to share the four areas that I personally that I think are and that I coach my clients to get strong on, it helps us level up. It helps us be stronger. I heard an example recently of, you know, your business is built on like sand or it's built on rock. If it's built on sand, it's still standing, but this big storm keeps hitting and it's just gonna, right? If it's built on rock and it's solid foundation, it's gonna withstand this storm and stay standing when a lot of other people are not going to be standing. I hope that makes sense. So again, now is the time to position us to work on the foundational, the fundamentals of our business. So being consistent about that is really important too. You know, I know you're busy. I know everybody's so busy right now. They're like, ah, but even if you took, you know, 80% of your time and worked on the busy stuff and 20% of your time and you worked on the foundational stuff and you start thinking about yourself as that person that needs to move forward, you will see a huge difference. I see that every day with my clients. I see every day the light bulb comes on about thinking like a CEO, thinking like the boss, and, you know, shoring up those foundations, and they see the difference. So four of the areas right now that, again, everybody's in different areas, everybody's in different stages, whether you're just starting out, whether you're a booth space vendor, whether you're a paint printer, whether you have a tiny shop, or whether you have multiple stores. I work with a very large range, whether you're in the US or somewhere else in North America or Australia or New Zealand or, you know, in Europe. These four things are important no matter what stage and no matter what size your business is. So the first thing is being a forward thinker, thinking like the boss. And I, if you've been around for a while, you've heard me talk about being the CEO of your business. I just had a conversation today with a client and she's like, I'm just not the CEO. I'm like, I don't think that way. We need to start thinking that way, even just in little bits. I don't mean like, again, Tesla driving, corporate greedy CEO types. I mean, CEOs of our business, the CFO, the COO, we have to be that C-suite. We have to be thinking about our business as a whole, right? So we have to be thinking about the future of it. We want it to be on that solid foundation, right? We can have the most beautiful store. We can have the most beautiful things in our store. We can have like so much going on. We can be so busy. We have the best customers in the whole world. Like, I get it. But if we don't have all the plans in place to move forward through our business, it's all going to go away, and we don't want that. So that brings me to the second thing, is actually understanding your numbers. And again, whether you are just starting out or whether you're at the position where you're like really knowing your numbers and now you're dialing them in, this is the gap between the retailers that are, I feel, that are going to be strong and have that strong foundation, or the retailers that are just going to stay on, you know, that really shaky foundation for a long time through all this. And it's just hard when you're on that shaky foundation. It's tiring, it's exhausting. So understanding your numbers, understanding your profit and loss statement, and I don't mean like looking at it once a year. I mean, understanding what's moving the needle and where your margins are and how you can tweak your profit, because it doesn't matter how much money comes in the door, it's how much we keep at the end of the day, right? So really having a true, honest to goodness, tell yourself the truth, like whether you know your numbers, your margins, your cost of goods, everything. That's where the difference is. That's the gap between the retailers that are, you know, the ones that are planning. Then they're looking at their numbers and they're like planning by using their numbers. And then that leads into our third part, which is being organized with this. And again, having some systems in place about ordering helps your cash flow, helps your brain, my friend, if just getting organized. And I feel like everybody's going to say, I'm not an organizer, I'm not a planner. We learn to be. That's one of those stupid things as a business owner. We just have to learn to be. I never was. And if you've been around for a while, you know that I am now. And then the fourth part of it is having a solid understanding and a marketing strategy in place. Not just marketing plans and, you know, strategy. A marketing strategy is not Facebook. And also having a sales strategy in place. So understanding how we can sell more inside our store, like making a concentrated effort to understand where the, like, again, it goes back to our numbers, where the margins are, where we need to be and how we need to sell, and increasing our UPTs and, you know, which some people are like, what is she even talking about? But I promise you, all these little shifts, thinking like a boss, getting yourself organized, understanding your margins really tightly, and then getting organized with systems and putting them in place into a marketing plan, I'm telling you, is going to make all the difference. Again, whether you're just a booth space vendor and you're like, I just have this small booth space, but knowing all of these things, it's really big shifts for you. It's going to just going to change everything. And again, marketing strategy is not the same as tactics. Tactics are Facebook and Instagram and Facebook ads. And that's the tactics. That's the how to do it. The strategy is the why, understanding your customer, your ICA, understanding, you know, all the different parts of why we want to, where we want to put our marketing attention. Again, this saves you hours and hours of brain time. I promise you, again, those, like those four things, you put those in place at whatever level you're at, and I promise you, you're going to see that sandy foundation get a little bit stronger, a little bit stronger all the time. And the stronger we can build our retail business, you know, the stronger we're going to be. We're positioning ourselves to be, you know, on the other side. And again, we're going to get those customers that are looking to try new brands, and other ones that, again, that don't survive that shaky part. You know, we're going to get their customers. We're going to be the ones smiling on the other side, doing the happy dance after. Learners are earners. I've heard that like a million times. So if we're learning all the time, which I know, you know, it takes a lot to do, but by thinking about this and by learning, and we'll become better earners, we'll be more profitable on the other side of everything. So I hope that all makes sense. You know, and I feel like sometimes if you've been listening to me, those are sort of four categories we talk about. But right now, where we are positioned right now, you know, moving through this crazy, I don't even know what we call this new season. It's not a new season. I know some of you are going through hard times right now. And again, the waves keep coming. But if we have a solid plan, a solid focus, we can be strong on the other side of this and through it, because we don't want to wear ourselves out. So again, having systems and plans in place, going to kind of give you a little bit of break too. So it all takes things off your head. And again, I hear it every day, but I'm a creative, I think differently. We still need to have a solid foundation. So again, that is where I like to come in and help, where the creatives meet the business, business kind of come together. So I want to encourage you, if you haven't already, jump over to the free Facebook. My free Facebook group is called Rockstar Creatives. As well, if you're interested, on the podcast, we've had some retailers of my mastermind retailers, some of my inner circle members, case studies, we call them, like, just to show you like what happens when you put these things in place and build strong foundations. We've had, you know, several podcast episodes. I'm thinking of episode 19. I talked to Amy Check, and she talks about how putting all these things helped her with her cash flow, because cash flow is a really big thing right now for so many of us, right? And also, I have a free resource called The Game Plan, the Shop Owner's Game Plan for Creative Shop Owners. And it's really just a lot of these ideas sort of, and how, like, where you can work through them. It'll be in the show notes as well too. So I promise you, putting these into place right now will help you through to the other side. It's exciting when you start putting plans in place and you start thinking through the future by doing all of these four things and understanding your numbers. I've seen retailers drop things they don't like in their business. So again, maybe it's kind of a pivot, but I've seen, like, I have some retailers who have gone through this, you know, exercise, and they start really looking at their numbers and they're like, why am I even doing this? I actually had that conversation with a retailer this morning. And, you know, like, it was just, she's like, why am I even doing this? Like, when all was said and done, she could do something else. But when we, you know, when you're just in that, you're just in it and you're just doing, you kind of forget. But looking at your numbers really helps you, right? So I just wanted to share all of that. I do say all the time, independent shop owners think differently, you know, than the big box and all the big retail. But it has been good news for small independent retailers in the creative world. We are in this amazing niche right now. I just feel like the whole world wants to come into our shops. They just want, nostalgia is really big right now. Creativity is really big right now. People just want people who can speak to them. They don't want faceless brands. They're just looking for some attention, maybe some warm fuzzy. All of those things combined are really helping. And they're looking for retailers who are standing out. And again, this is where you can position yourself. This is a great time for thinking about your marketing and who your ICA is, and a great time to start bringing in your team members to help you. So, you know, they can feel the same way too. So anyway, I hope you found this a little bit helpful, or one thing helpful. I would love to know, out of those four foundational pillars, which one you feel like the most shaky on. I will be honest, most people I talk to, it's the financial one. And then it becomes the marketing one. They usually say it's the marketing first, but then they realize it's really just the financial one. So it's no shame. That's what, like, learning is, right? Like, we're always learning. We're always learning new things. So no matter what level you are at any stage, there's always something new to learn. I'm learning every day. Took a course this morning. I spent 4 hours in a course this morning. So we're all learning all the time. And I think right now, taking time to invest some time, money, whatever you need to right now to understand some of those key pillars is going to really position you for the future. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I know how precious your time is, and I'm so appreciate you taking time out of your crazy day to be here with us. All the links for today's show can be found at wendybatten.com/podcast. We'd also like to invite you to come over and continue the conversation over on my free Facebook group. It's called Rockstar Creatives. I'm going to be popping in there live every week to continue the conversation, talk a little bit about what we spoke about today. And I'd love for you to join us over there, Rockstar Creatives on Facebook. I'd also love to ask, if it's not too much trouble, if you could leave me a review and let me know what you think of the podcast. If you're loving the show, be sure that you're subscribing to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'd hate for you to miss one. It's been such a pleasure to be here with you today. I'll see you next week here on the Creative Shop Talk podcast.